The length of the next article is 18 minutes. Sir and I talked in webcam D for over a year, then a decision was made by Sir ordering me to visit Sir at Sir's place. Sir ordered that for a week prior to my arrival at Sir's state, I would not be able to come under any circumstances, and that 48 hours before I was to depart I would have to go on a liquids-only diet, no food of any kind was allowed. Prior to flying out to Sir's for my required visit, Sir had me lock on a CB3000 with a numbered plastic lock that Sir sent out to me a few weeks ago. A large rubber kidney-shaped plug was inserted, and the CB3000 was locked on. Over that was to go a pair of extremely tight rubber shorts that Sir had also sent. The shorts are 0.9 millimeters thick, and once they were on, they were so tight that they crawled up the ass crack, forcing the rubber plug in more and holding it there. The crotch area had a built-in cup-like feature that pressed on the CB3000 chastity device. All this had to be conducted over a webcam session per Sir's orders just before I headed out to the airport. When I arrived at the Chicago airport, Sir met me at the luggage claim area. Sir took me to the train and we took it to the remote parking. Sir walked toward the car that stood out literally as it was at least a foot and a half longer than all the others. Sir's car was black with a black vinyl roof and gleaming chrome accenting it. Upon Sir escorting me to the back door of the car, Sir opened it. The back seat was surrounded by soft, buttery shimmering black leather. It was obvious that Sir takes the transport of Sir's toys very seriously. I sat on the black seat and my ass sank into the couch-like seat. After flying for over 3.5 hours I landed in Chicago. There Sir picked me up. The first thing that happened as soon as we left the airport grounds was Sir fitting me with a tight thick leather hood and gag. It had a built-in collar that locked, which Sir was sure to lock. Sir also made sure to secure my hands behind my back with handcuffs and my ankles with shackles that had a short bar instead of a chain connecting them. We drove for over an hour before we finally arrived at Sir's house. Sir guided me out of the car, into his house and directly down to his dungeon. Once in the dungeon, Sir removed the hood, gag, shackles, and finally the handcuffs. Sir instructed me to strip completely. Sir made sure to check that I followed Sir's orders to shave completely from neck down. Once Sir was done with the inspection, Sir shaved my head and eyebrows. After the shaving was completed, I was ordered to shower to remove any loose hair left. I was ordered to clean out again while showering. Now that the showing task had been completed, Sir was ready to proceed with Sir's plans. Sir installed a thick, heavy, and wide metal band around my cock. It was like a cock ring but had wire lead fused into it, with a connecting metal ball splitter and lead up to a connected corona cap of metal that has a hollow insert to go into the cock so that piss could flow through it. Next, Sir filled my ears with swimmer's wax that contained some tiny iPod-like earbuds, and then handed me a heavy 2.5 millimeters thick black rubber suit with all attachments, hood, gloves, and toe socks, and began to pour a slimy substance into it. The entire 3-liter bottle was poured into the suit. Sir handed me the suit and ordered me to get into it. The suit only had an opening near the neck to get into the suit. It took over 30 minutes to get fully into the suit, which included the insertion of the anal tube built in and the rubber cock sheath with a tube coming off it where the tube ran up the inside of the suit and over my shoulder and out the hole of the suit that I used to get into the suit. There were no zippers on the suit. The hood of the suit had large lenses of a dark semi-transparent black material so that I almost could not see out of them, only able to make out manly dark shapes enough to move around by. Sir had me squat, bend over and squat several times till all the air vacated the suit, then glued the opening to the suit together. The end result was an ultra skin-tight rubber body prison that was so tight that it rode up the ass crack completely and was packed tighter than a sausage. Every movement was greatly felt. I was going extremely hard not to remain severally aroused like this. Sir had me walk a little bit, which I quickly became aware how hard it was to move in the suit. A second suit was handed to me that was identical to the first but had no hood and no cock access. Next, Sir felt the need to take a wide rubber collar next and began to paint a glue on the inside face of the collar, then installed it around my neck and made sure to make it tight and locked it with the lock on the back of my neck. After admiring Sir's handiwork, Sir took out a pair of nearly waist 32 high Wesco tall lineman boots that has metal speed lace loops. Sir poured more of that slime in the boots and had me get into them. Sir laced them using a ladder style technique. At the top, Sir used a lock to lock the top lace loops together on each boot. Stainless steel ankles cuffs were installed around each ankle of the boots and had hex screws to secure them on to give a seamless look after fully installed. They were not connected together. Next, taking thick rubber gloves and pouring more slime into them, Sir pulled them over my hands and came up to my elbows barely. Sir took similar shackles as the ankle one and fastened them to my wrist. Like the ankles ones, these also did not connect to one another. Sir was ready to finish the rubber prison now. Sir took a rubber cup-like apparatus that has a large gag that would fill every inch of my mouth with a long 1-diameter curved tube coming out of it. The apparatus also had 2 tubes coming out of each side of the outside of the cup. Sir painted rubber glue around the edges of the cup and then feed the tube coming out of the gag carefully down my throat after spraying something in my mouth. It was about 1 foot long. After making sure that I fully adjusted to it, pushed the cup on over my mouth and nose, forcing the tube and gag in further, and held it there firmly till the glue dried. A backpack or something like one was strapped to my back. The pack was rubber encased and the straps were made of rubber and were locked at each buckle. The 4 tubes that came of the cup were screwed into the pack, 2 on the left side and 2 to the right side. I also felt Sir plugging in small wires too. As soon as Sir completed, Sir grabbed a remote and tested his handiwork. A jolt was felt where the anal plug tube is. It was electrified. The voltage increased and soon I smelt poppers entering the rubber cup. I quickly realized how fucked I was. Sir finished the prison by inserting a rubber plug into the anal tube. Since the start of the encasement, almost 3 hours had passed before Sir put the last piece on. At this time, Sir locked a chain lease on the collar and began to slowly walk me around the basement. The more I walked, the thicker the slime became in the suit and soon turned to a thick paste. After just an hour or so of walking around and standing, the paste began to harden. It was extremely hard to move now. Sir seemed quite pleased with Sir's self. Sir had me stand perfectly still while he began to shine me up to an ultra shine. While Sir was finishing polishing me up, I began to smell a substance I have never smelled before. It began to make me extremely horny. It had the consistency of smoke. It trickled in just enough to make its presence well known. It blended with poppers every now and then. I was reaching an intense ecstasy. Sir backed me up into an open closet-like structure and raises and spread my hands out to the upper corners of the space and locked them to eye hooks embedded in the concrete walls. Sir repeated this with the ankles. A metal head cage was locked over my head and screwed to a metal post hanging from the rafters above. I could not move, only thrust my waist about 1/2 inch or less in any direction except up or down, which had zero movement. Soon the little light I could see went out when the lights in the room went out. Now it was as if I had no eye holes at all. A large dose of poppers came into the rubber cup and only was there for a couple of minutes, but it was so strong it left me extremely excited. After that, it became apparent Sir had gone to bed and I was left to endure my new rubber prison. It occurred to me that we never talked about how long I would be Sir's. So I would have no idea when I would be released or even if I would be. There would be no way for me to ask him either, being so heavily gagged. As time went on that evening, it was so apparent that there was nothing I could do except to be Sir's best rubber prisoner Sir ever had. After all, it was crystal clear he had 100% total control over me now. Although the night I felt a thick liquid trickling down my esophagus into my stomach. This must be my nutrient supplement Sir had auto-feeding me. Some hours later, I felt a rush of warm liquid through the tube down the throat. It was my own piss. Sir had set it up to self-circulate. At some point I lost perception on time, so I have no idea how long it was when I was awakened by a jolt to the anal tube, followed by a sound of Sir's voice coming through the earbuds. "Boy, are you okay?" I tried to nod yes. No more sounds came, but a big dose of poppers followed Sir's voice. After 2 more hits over some time, I felt the head cage being unscrewed and removed off my head. The release of the tight-fitting head cage was a welcomed relief. Soon the wrists were released from the eye hooks and soon after that the ankles. He guided my arms down slowly as they were extremely hard to move by myself. My legs were next to being guided in small steps till they were side by side. Sir proceeded to walk me over to an area across the dungeon. Sir turned on the light at that point and I could once again see shadows again. Sir had placed me in front of a type of padded fucking bench. My knees were guided up on the leather padded leg rests that spread my legs apart. My knees were pushed up to the point where the bent upward at an angle, then angled more where my waist was to go and flattened out where the chest was to go. As soon as I was on the bench facing down where my face fit into a hole in the bench, Sir took really thick rubber straps and tied down my legs with them, 2 per calf, and locked each one. Sir took another 2 and locked them to the bench around the lower thighs just above the knees. Yet another 1 went around my upper thighs just a couple of inches below my ass cheeks. Sir made sure to shackle my hands behind my back, which has a metal rod affixing in them place and resting on my ass. Sir took two large rubber straps and used them to act a straitjacket-like device, one strap around my elbow joints and one just higher up than that one. Once all straps on, Sir tightened them all extremely tight and locked each one and threw all the keys into a metal bowl and stirred them around and shook it up a bit. The collar was locked down to the table as a final lockdown. Sir decided to send some voltage into the plug again and send some poppers through the tubes. I tried to squirm but came to the realization that I could not budge an inch. The only moment was to hum The Bench by fluxing my dick. As soon as Sir was satisfied that I could not move, Sir turned on the electro to the cock device as well. Now that Sir was ready to proceed with Sir's torment session, Sir turned on the smoke-like substance that the poppers would mix with every now and then and turned on the earbuds. A recording of Sir dictating orders and procedures for me to follow started to play over and over and over. Sir left the room after turning on the night vision camera surveillance equipment and turned off the lights. A recording would play over and over for what seemed like several hours, maybe even a day or so. It said, "Boy. You will be known as Rubber Slave for now on. Rubber Slave will not respond to any other name, period. That means here, outside, in the public, or anywhere and to anyone. Rubber Slave will address me as Sir, all in caps if writing. For each lowercase mistake anywhere in Sir's title and name, and Rubber Slave will be punished 2x-fold for each occurrence. Rubber Slave will not speak unless spoken to, no matter what. One grunt for yes, two for no, and three for in trouble of great significant. No maybes or any other contexts allowed, Rubber Slave. All grunts will be as loud as possible, nothing less than 100% effort will be allowed. One word commands to follow. Bend equals Rubber Slave will grab knees and bend over, then squat. Squat equals Rubber Slave will squat till its thighs touch its heels, feet on toes, heels up. Kneel equals Rubber Slave will kneel at command, no hesitation. Resume equals Rubber Slave will resume previous state and or position. Service equals Rubber Slave will service Sir's cock till it hears no service. Statue equals Rubber Slave will freeze in whatever position it is in like a statue and will not even be granted the ability to grunt. No sound will leave Rubber Slave while in this mode and will not be allowed to exit statue mode till it hears the next mode command word. Slave equals Rubber Slave will obey ever command and crave more bondage than what is dealt, and without any pause will conduct any task to its fullest immediate after command order. At all time Rubber Slave must remain hard and do whatever it needs to, ensuring it never softens its cock, never. After some unknown number of hours, Sir came back into the room and began to free Rubber Slave of the bench. Sir stood Rubber Slave up and removed all the shackles, then began to install a rubber full body harness that was more like a cage of very thick rubber straps. It encased Rubber Slave's entire body from head to boot. Sir began to tighten down on all the straps, making them so much tighter than the suit already was. Sir then proceeded to lock each and every buckle with a lock. The keys were added and mixed into the bowl of the mounting collection of keys. Sir had Rubber Slave walk, and Rubber Slave quickly realized how hard it would be to do so now. Any slight movement, even any muscle flex, would be clearly felt. What was later revealed was a metal stiffener embedded in the straps that ran down each leg both inside and outside that connected all the straps. A similar band along the arms, both arm and leg embedded stiffener had a hinge at the joints that could be adjusted to move or slightly move or not at all. The brace stiffeners that ran inside the straps alone, the ribs and stomach as well as the back, all had one adjustable joint at the midpoint of each. The neck and head ones were not adjustable. Sir now felt I was ready to be taken upstairs and begin the second phase of training. Once upstairs, the squat command was given. Rubber Slave tried to follow the order, but Sir had locked all the braces, but Rubber Slave must continue to try per order. As Rubber Slave continued, a strong and stronger electro current would come through the anal plug as punishment of not following orders, then a mix of higher current and strong poppers. Between the flexing of trying to squat, the electro shocks and the popper mix, Rubber Slave was well sent into a deep stage of ecstasy. Sir's voice came over the earbuds just as Rubber Slave was to forget who it was. This is the way Rubber Slave will now be at all times. Rubber Slave will only hear through the earbuds for now on, which means yes, Rubber Slave, Sir now has 100% control of what Rubber Slave will hear for now on. Sir will keep Rubber Slave in some form of ecstasy for eternally too.